First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. If you found it, read it. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. If you include it, he said, I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot. But how do you do that? He said, you can't keep this commandment except in a fight. So can we read that 12 again? Everybody say fight. Fight. And what kind of fight? The good fight. Glory be to God in the highest. And so the question I ask myself is this. When will anybody come out of a fight and say it's good? Or why would anybody come out of a fight and say that was a good fight? Will you come out when you are whipped and say it's a good fight? Will you come out when you are the victim and say it's a good fight? If you want to really appreciate it, I want to use the negative thing now positively. If you ever find yourself among gangs, don't go join gangsters. It's not good. When they clash, some injure, some death and things, when they win and they inflict heavy injuries there, they term it good. So when the Bible tells you and tells me to fight the good fight, he's saying that you are going to win. But I urge you to fight. But you see, you will win. But you have to fight. But you see, the battle is already won. But you must what? Fight. I hope somebody's following me. But Jesus has won the battle. The victory is mine. But for you to be a witness of the victory, to manifest the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must what? Fight. Now, you are not fighting to win the battle. You are fighting to establish the victory. The victory is won. And someone is telling you that you are a loser. That's the nature of the fight. Please hear me well. The fight is not the one you fight with clubs and guns and swords. All those have been done and done with. But someone is coming to tell you when you know that you have won the victory, he's trying to tell you that you have not won the victory. And he's telling you so much that he wants you to believe that you are a loser. But you are a winner. Now that's the fight. Now that's the way Paul explains the best things in the Bible. And that's why I'm still of the school of thought, or I'm one with the school of thought that Hebrew was written by Paul. Say they are remaining there for what? A rest. For who? The people of God. But he says you can't enter this rest without what? Labor. But it's a rest. Why labor? They don't go together, do they? But we labor to enter this rest. But this rest is available. And the rest is not just there, it's there for me. And some devils are telling you lies, you can't get there. But he who wrote the victory said, it is just for you. It has a label with your name on it. It is prepared and be waiting for you. Take what is yours. And that's the fight. And that's the labor. And that is Christianity. You know, the beginning of your Christianity, you want to know? Come on, you want to know? God decided to make you king. The beginning of your Christianity, he decided before time that you will reign as king. Come on, church. What do you say to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26? Let them have dominion on earth. And who was on earth at the time? The devil was here. The one that contested the throne of God had been thrown. And God said, you go rule. Okay. And David said, what is man that you are Psalm 8. And the son of man that what? You made him a little lower. And then you crowned. Is he crowned? Come on, talk to me. So who did God create? He created a crown king. There was one that had tried to usurp his throne in heaven that he has cast. So God set up a fight. When he will send out the 10, or rather the 70, in Luke chapter 10, where we had that very beautiful charge and declaration and promise, not just promise, it's a declaration, it's a gift, it's a decree that sets us forth. He said, what is it? He said, behold, I give you what? And behold, I give you what? To tread upon serpent and scorpion and some power. Oh! Devil, and nothing shall by enemies harm you. He didn't say they won't hit you, he didn't say they won't jam you, he didn't say but they cannot harm you. Can you imagine the way you were released into your assignment as lamb? And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the weapons of your warfare are not what? So it's a war. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says, who goes to war on his own accord? Everyone that goes to war is sent as a soldier. So in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, fight the good fight. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, it says, war a good warfare with what? The prophecies that has what? Gone on. Yeah. Hello? I can go on and on and on. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, it says, endure what? Harsh as what? A good soldier. Okay. In James 4, 7, it says, resist. It says, submit yourself therefore unto. Now resist. That's a military term. And we do what? Can you see the way heaven sees you? God has finished the work. It is yours for taking. But pastor, you say we are not supposed to use bones and sticks, and so what do we use? He said, I will give you a tongue and the wisdom that cannot be resisted. And when Stephen stood up to start talking, I said, and God gave him the wisdom and the tongue that they could not resist. And what do kings do? Kings fight to defend their territories. Kings fight to enlighten their territories. If you don't fight, the devil will take your territory. You are created to fight. In the book of 2 Samuel, I think in chapter 11, it says, at the time that kings go forth to battle, this warrior of the Lord decided not to go. But because he decided not to go, the devil was going to take everything that God has ever given him in his life. I'm talking of David. Now you see that you are a winner. Now you see that all is set for you to reign. God does not make wimps. Still advising this, Timothy, Paul said, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? Pastor, if only you know what I'm going through. Everybody goes through stuff, my dear sister. Pastor, if you know all those who are talking bad about, they talk bad of everybody. The same people that talk bad talk good. So don't worry about when they're talking bad. When they talk good, God will amplify it. So don't worry yourself at all. Oh no, they only talk good about Jesus all his life. They talk bad until they die. They talk bad when they were not supposed to be killed. Even on the cross, they were pointing and still talking. If talks could change destiny, Jesus' destiny would have changed. It is the talk you believe that affects your destiny. Don't you know that? But you have been given a tongue and a wisdom that cannot be resisted. So while they are talking, you talk. But don't go to their level. Talk at the level of the king. Because where the word of the king is, there is power. That means that every subject must obey, whether they are spiritual or temporal. Come on, church.